Since the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, women and children have fled by the millions. And increasingly, many of them have been targeted by human traffickers or become victims of exploitation. Luda Kromius is one of them.
People were coming to me offering help. That's how it looks anyway. They offer lifts to Poland.
When her home in Chernigov was attacked, Luda, along with her mother and grandmother, accepted an offer of accommodation. But they soon experienced the dangers so many like her have also faced.
I was in the kitchen, and he put a knife in my throat, and he started shouting and yelling. He started beating me on the face.
Ukraine requires men under the age of 60 to stay and fight. That's left their wives and children vulnerable to organized criminal gangs who are seizing the opportunity to hunt for women and girls they can force into slavery and prostitution.
Due to the sheer number of refugees fleeing Ukraine, there are few formal procedures to register the women and children that are arriving here in Poland. Add to that is the problem of a language barrier. Those that don't know English or Polish are at even greater risk of exploitation.
The aid that awaits refugees is abundant. But at reception centers like this one, traffickers often wait in the shadows, hoping desperation will force some refugees to accept dangerous offers of assistance. Police have put up posters warning of the risks. Volunteers also try to be on the lookout.
We're just really looking out to make sure that there's not a creepy factor to it, right? Because you can see single men walking around hovering that shouldn't be there. We notified the police, the military. There's a lot of enforcement around to make sure that it's being taken care of.
In response to the refugee crisis, Poland's government has recently passed legislation increasing the penalties for human trafficking of children from 10 to 25 years. This United Nations migration coordinator says such risks should not deter refugees from escaping danger.
Well, definitely refugees arriving need to be more aware about the risks without scaring them from coming here, because also we don't really need to create this kind of panic that this is dangerous, this is more dangerous than whatever you are fleeing on the other side.
Since Russia's invasion and at the peak, 98,000 refugees cross daily into Poland. Currently, only about 19,000 cross each day. But another influx is expected, and authorities are already preparing. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, Pshemysha, Poland.